This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
News for Northern Colorado, presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. Equip your truck with the right gear, toolboxes, steps, bumpers, towing, and accessories for pickups. You're going to be hauling that camper this weekend. Make sure you go check out CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. A man who was pepper sprayed by a Fort Collins police officer after refusing to accept a summons for trespassing has received a nearly $400,000 settlement from the city.
Received $400,000. So it was an aggressive spraying, is what they determined.
The Coloradoan reports the incident happened back in 2021. This guy filed a lawsuit in 2023 alleging excessive force, and his attorney announced a settlement of $397,000 yesterday. Before the settlement was reached in April, the case had been set to go to trial in July, according to court documents. The officer who pepper sprayed the man resigned from Fort Collins Police Services in May of 2024. A second officer named in the lawsuit who was accused of failing to intervene is still employed by the agencies. I am just completely shocked at how much these payouts are, Brian. Well, what did we see just a week ago or so about the dog that was shot over in Loveland? I mean, yeah. That was six figures again, $400,000 for being pepper sprayed. Like, there's realistically probably not a lot of long-term damages done for that, to somebody, and $397,000 for refusing after getting pepper sprayed after refusing to accept a summons for trespassing. That's the part that I don't understand. Like, why you weren't taking the ticket? I don't know enough about the story.
Yeah, I don't either.
Was, you know, when we talk about budgets and we talk about where money goes and stuff like this, the coffers that these police departments have to have and the cities have to have for their police departments, you know, with the precedents that have been set in these have to be just absolutely huge, because in the last 2 weeks, from 4 years ago in this instance and 5 years ago in the other one, you had over $1 million paid out on these things. So it's just always crazy to me when I see that dollar amount behind it. But that guy did receive $400,000 for that. News for Northern Colorado, presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. One update you guys on something that we spent an entire day talking about a couple of weeks ago. Jerry Schimmel in his race across the West right now.
Yeah, I have been wondering how that's going, I don't know where we're at in it.
He is 373 miles into this race. 373 miles into this race, so he's not quite to the halfway point. Yeah, I know, it is absolutely insane. 373 miles into this race, he is just a little northwest of Phoenix right now, is where Jerry is as of 2 minutes ago. Because they've got the trackers.
Oh, they've got the tracker on there, yep, to follow him all the way along?
They do. And so he is...
donate support on the way, too?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. TeamBestDay.com. Right. TeamBestDay.com is the place to go. But it's kind of fun to watch and track along and follow along with where Jerry is. And, you know, we had talked with Jerry about that. And he's like, listen, I'm not going out there to compete to win this thing. Mm-hmm. I want to raise awareness for Best Day Ministries. I want to raise money for Best Day Ministries. And we can't thank you all enough who donated that day that Jerry yes. was in, because it made a substantial difference. There's something about, like, just hearing him say how many miles the race was, and then seeing he's 373 miles in and he's not even halfway yet.
Yeah, that what Jerry's doing, what Jerry can do physically, not at his age, but at any age, is amazing.
But yeah, but still,
you factor that in. Always, well, your age, you look pretty good for your age. And I'm like, well, shut the hell up.
Yeah,
you know, it's
that's
okay.
That's different than saying, but he's biked 373 miles at his age.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At any age, that is impressive, but especially there. And I believe Jerry was saying that aside from the main gal that he talks to, who he's ridden with before, mm-hmm. that he had a new crew that was going out on this. You know, Jerry has done these type of things before, this particular one, I think maybe once, I thought he had said. But a new team with him, and that has to present some different experience for him as well. So obviously everything's going good.
Yeah, his girlfriend Misty had posted a quick post before we rotate the crew again. This was 10 hours ago, and I get too busy to post. Today was hard. I knew there would be hard moments, but I never dreamed it would be like this. The heat was so bad that it was hard to stand in it, let alone pedal. The sun is setting now, 10 hours ago, and it's starting to cool off to a manageable 105 degrees, was where Jerry was at.
To bike through that Arizona heat.
Oh, man. Just absolutely insane. And, there's a picture of Jerry when he finally got a chance to sit down in the air-conditioned vehicle, and he just looks spent, man. He just looks absolutely spent. 373 miles. When they were 247 miles in, they posted a video of Jerry getting sprayed down with ice water at this point to try and keep him cool and keeping him ready to go. But this was when the point in the race, I should say, that's when Jerry had to drop out due to heat stroke, however many years ago when he attempted this. So he's gone further this time already. It's just it's crazy special where he's at. He's been on the bike for now 1 day, 18 hours, 13 minutes and 6 seconds. He's been on this bike.
And he's been able to travel over 300 miles.
Yep, 373
in that
miles.
Amount of time on a bicycle.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
Why?
We
know why. His heart is absolutely driven by the cause for this.
Well, and this is what's crazy too. I mean, Jerry, like I said, he's out there for the Best Day Ministries. The people that are out there to compete. There is a guy that is 19 miles from finishing this right now. He's 842 miles into this. He's only 19.4 miles away from finishing this race already. So, I mean, this guy's obviously that he's out there to compete and go. And Jerry was there to raise money and awareness for Best Day Ministries. But this guy's done 842 miles so far in 1 day and 18 hours. It's hard to fathom.
I can't. No, there's no way.
Yeah.
You can't reach those speeds.
Ballo Coaching is the one who's out there in first place. 842 miles in. He is just north of Farmington, New Mexico, is where they're at right now with 19 miles to go to get to where they're going. To get to Durango, right? Isn't that where they're wrapping everything up? I think it's Durango. But then again, Brian, this is the race across the West and race across America, kind of the same thing. So there's some who will stop in Durango, which is where Jerry will stop and be done because it's a race across the West. Some of these people will be going
continuing on.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out, I'm like, why does this red line just keep going through Illinois and all these areas? They will wrap up in Philadelphia is where some of these racers will be headed throughout this. So starting from California, starting from San Diego to Philadelphia on a bicycle. Just absolutely insane.
No, I can't ride a stationary bike for 8 miles. I can't imagine doing that. No, it's a definite skill set.
Yeah.
And his endurance, his cardio, everything about that. That's a different kind of fit. That's
correct.
A different kind of commitment and a different kind of athlete who can do that type of thing. It is so far out of my realm, and I can't imagine sitting on that tiny seat for that long.
Do you think he just stands for like 2 weeks straight in front of the air conditioner when he gets home?
Because
I would not want to sit
down. Be standing. No, I'd want to sit in a nice soft seat.
Yeah, that's true.
That is bigger than my butt crack. I mean, it's the equivalent of riding a bicycle thong for that long.
Yeah, so Jerry's still competing. We'll keep bringing you updates on this, but he's still out there. And if you do want to, if you feel inclined, if you didn't donate when he was in and feel inclined to donate, it is teambestday.com. That's teambestday.com. And if you miss that, it is a it's a Best Day Ministries is a coffee house down in Longmont that is run, and the workers are all individuals with special needs that are giving these individuals an opportunity to go out there and, you know, make a living, to give them that self-worth of having that job. It's an incredible organization. So teambestday.com if you do want to donate to Jerry's cause. And on that website, you can find the live tracking of where Jerry's at if you want to follow along.
And believe me, Jerry will note and appreciate any donation that comes in for him. He was just overwhelmed when he was here and spent the day here at some of our listeners stepping up and doing some things for him. So Jerry's a great guy. I'd love to support him, but the cause is fantastic. And let's help these people.
Amen to that. Yeah. News for Northern Colorado presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. Quick look at the weather. And we don't have a ton to talk about.
We got plenty of time. It's just me and you, buddy.
One interview Thursday for the Foothills Front Range I-25 Northern Colorado here. Cody Wilson says 84 to 92 today, which is down a couple of ticks from yesterday. Winds are... he says variable.
Yeah.
Define variable winds for me, though.
It's like when you put your fan. I have a variable setting on my fan where at times there'll be a little more of a gust, and then it'll be just a light bit, and it'll fluctuate throughout, and that's what we can expect through the day.
Okay, I appreciate that. I just know oscillating on fans. What was it, 9:30, 10 o'clock last night? My wife texted me and goes, did a tornado just hit? Because we had the most severe wind. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Push that hot air out of here. That was the one time that I'm like, it was late enough at night that I wasn't going back outside. And I'm like, crap, I didn't cover the Blackstone. Was the next thought that came out of my mind. So we had that wind come through, push that hot air out of here. Well, kind of. Not as hot as yesterday. Warm to hot afternoon. Hottest temperatures are going to be south of us. Should be a little bit cooler. And like I said, I mean, it was 20 degrees cooler this morning than it was yesterday morning. So I'll take any relief this time of the year. A win is a win is a win.
No, I'll change my attitude and be very grateful for the cooler temperatures coming today. How was that?
Very good.
Did you buy it?
No.
Okay.
No. Just got a text from my wife that both kids were up before 6:30 this morning. She said, I just want to shower without getting screamed at by one of them. And then she sent a really cute picture of my son drinking some milk this morning, followed by the first thing he did this morning was scorpion off of the couch.
Scorpion off of the couch.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what the scorpion is, right?
Nope.
That is when you go face down first, and then your legs come up and almost touch your head, where it looks like a little scorpion stinger.
I can picture it, but my body don't do that.
Yeah, no,
I'll tell you that.
You'd be dead.
Yes, I would be. Did she see HVAC guys text?
I didn't. I just was getting to this. I have it now.
I like it.
He says, absolutely love Jerry for doing this, talking about Jerry Schimmel and Team Best Day and Best Day Ministries. Also remembering the countless ball games I listened to with Jack and Jerry. What a guy. I didn't tell you guys. I went to the coffee shop, Best Day Coffee Shop. What an awesome experience, he said. Good for you for going and supporting.
Thank you, HVAC guy.
That's incredible. Yeah, just great work. There's nobody... You know, listen, I can't say a whole lot because we are affiliates with the Colorado Rockies and the organization that we are affiliated with to carry those games. But I will say it's a travesty that Jerry Schimmel's not broadcasting baseball at a professional level.
I couldn't agree with you
I'll
more.
I'll just leave it at that because we can't say a whole lot more. We'd like to.
No.
7:20 the time.
Love our Rockies.
Yes.
We'll follow our Rockies.
Yep.
But
yes, I'd like to hear Jerry talking about him. 7:20 the
time
now.
We'll meet you at the bar and tell you the real story.
Yeah, there's news for Northern Colorado, presented by CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. More Good Morning NOCO next. Come on. 7:26 the time.
A little saxophone in the morning.
Nice.
Thank you.
Which kind of leads me into the story that I wanted to talk about.
But that's what I do, Tanner.
The New York Knicks, obviously the NBA champions.
Yes.
in James Dolan. Have you heard the? Have you read this story? The Knicks owner James Dolan held a meeting with everybody before the playoffs started. With players, coaches, everybody, in the days, weeks, months, and years following the New York Knicks winning their first NBA championship since 1973, plenty of moments, stories, and anecdotes will likely become the stuff of legend. This coming from Ian Castleberry from Yahoo. He said that speaking to the team before an April 3rd shootaround, Dolan began a speech with standard motivational material, telling the players they were good enough to win a championship and how important they would become to New York City if that goal was achieved. Not following through on those ambitions would haunt them for the rest of their lives. I've seen quotes from it. It was actually a very good speech. And to have the owner come down, you know, a billionaire come down and talk to these guys and say, hey, you can do this. The speech, though, became more interesting when he also told the players what sacrifice had to be made during the 10 weeks of a run through the playoffs to the NBA championship. Watch your diets, get proper sleep. He says it's not a long time, Dolan said. Sacrifice everything you got these next 10 weeks to win that championship. Dolan also had some more personal indulgences in mind. I had this idea that maybe you should give up sex for the next 10 weeks, the Knicks owner said. You don't have to give up sex for the next 10 weeks, but like the Spartans, you know what Spartans are. They denied themselves, right? So that they can have an edge, get the edge. So he encouraged his basketball team to not have intercourse for the 10 weeks to an NBA championship run.
I don't know that that's unusual because fighters and their trainers have preached that forever. But then there's also the new school of thought. Well, I think it might loosen them up. You know, there's a couple of schools of thought on that, I believe. But that the abstinence part is not new. There were fighters who, you know, yeah, you just won. What are you going to do? I think you know what I'm going to do. You know that. Can you imagine right. Derek Lewis?
Yeah, you know, he's got some quotes.
Yeah, UFC fighter who's always brilliant in post-fight interviews.
He is brilliant.
Yeah.
He doesn't get a lot of them anymore, post-fight interviews, because he doesn't win a whole lot anymore, but he gave us some gold ones.
Usually he strips down and then, yeah.
Yeah, Derek, why'd you take your pants off? One of my favorite.
Nobody do.
James Dolan continues on, go home. Talk to your wives and tell them, he added, don't tell them you're not going to have sex. Don't tell them it was my idea, but let them know what this is going to be like, what your commitment is going to be like, and how they're going to have to sacrifice too, was his message to his team. Now, my question is to you, Brian Carey.
Yes.
How many of them actually listened? How many of them do you think actually listened to this? How old is James Dolan?
I have no idea. But you're wondering what percent? Well, obviously all of them. They won.
Yeah, correct. 71-year-old man. These are athletes right in their prime of
it's
everything.
Easier when you're 71
to say, hey, guys.
To go on a hiatus.
Why don't you lay off for 10 weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't imagine what that's like.
Do you think he was... He's like, you know what? Out of solidarity, I'll do that too.
Yeah, just to be one of the guys. Yeah.
A weird request for it. Like, you imagine your boss just coming in and saying, hey, you're really a couple important
It's sweeps week.
Sweeps week. You know what I'm going to need from you? Tell your wives. I thought that was just absolutely insane to hear.
Apparently somebody did slip some notes to something.
Yeah, correct, man. That was just hilarious to hear. All right, so yesterday we were asking about we wanted to get a team signed up to see who could compete against us in golf at the back nine in Timnath. Three of the four are set, waiting to hear back from one. We did have a late entry in there as well, so if I don't hear back from this individual, then we're going to be rounded out. We're going to be good to go. No. In fact, Brian, I lied. I forgot I did that yesterday afternoon. We are set.
Okay,
are set. We have Craig, who is a longtime commenter on our poll questions.
Yes.
He's going to be in. D. Schreibe. I spun the wheel yesterday. D. Schreibe, who's a texter on the text line.
Mm-hmm.
He's in. Larry, who said, I hit a nice chunk shot. I said, comment below if you want a chance. That was a comment.
I remember seeing that comment.
He's in. He's in. And we've got Louie, who also commented yesterday, who's in. So we've got Louie, Larry, Dallas, and Craig that we're going to be taking on in this matchup at the Back Nine Golf in Timnath, and I really don't see a way we lose.
Well, let me go over a few.
your first shot, Tanner. Your second shot, Tanner.
Well, here, beware, LLC and whoever else was there.
LLCD?
Yeah, that's it.
CDs.
Beware, because we have assembled what is a very formidable foursome.
Yeah.
You know, and are we sticking with the starting lineup? Are there rotations that are going to be happening?
However you want to do it, man.
Well, it's not up to me. This is not my thing.
It's not. It's our thing.
I'm merely participating.
it's our thing.
And enjoying. Now, we could put together a team that would smoke anybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, there are those kind of sticks around mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. They don't show up when we actually play in tournaments.
I know there's two three that are absolute locks. Dustin, absolute lock for our team. Bruce, absolute lock for our team. Mike Danson, absolute lock for our team. And then you and I can figure out who wants to broadcast or who wants to play.
Are they all going to just control their anger and keep it in check? Mike's not going to throw any clubs, is he?
No. I've had long conversations with him.
Okay.
about doing this. I actually threatened to quit being his men's league partner a couple years ago because he kept throwing his clubs. And I said, if you do that again, I'm out, and I know you don't have any other friends, so good luck to you. I believe it was the exact quote. So I think he'll be able to control it. But I'll be honest. I think Dustin could take him by himself. I think Dustin could beat this team. I mean, I got that much faith in our guys.
Yeah, so, you know, if you haven't been whooped real bad in a while, team we're taking on, look out.
Yeah, correct.
But this is going to be a lot of fun because we're going to broadcast it live, too. Mm-hmm. And we want you to get a feel for what the back nine is like.
Yeah.
You know, when we're there, it is, you know, just hearing the guys talk yesterday. Mm-hmm. That, no, it's kind of cool. You know, like 2 in the morning, if you need, you know,
yeah.
you're up, you want to go play 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, you know, it's never closed.
No, get a membership.
You can get a code. Yeah, mm-hmm. get a membership.
Or just go.
Or just sign up for a time, get a code, go in, and play.
I need to get over there before this big match so that I can try and contribute because it's been bad, as all of Northern Colorado knows. My golf game has been really bad.
You haven't been quiet about it.
No.
You've owned it.
If I'm going to come in here and tell you, oh my God, I shot the round of my, I got to sit here and say Justin was in here yesterday talking about how when we watch golf, that's just a highlight reel.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you the low light reels as well. Like, I'm going to be open with you. That's
it's much more entertaining.
That's just the type of golfer that I am out here.
I want to hear about your triple bogeys more than your birdies.
Oh boy.
They're much more entertaining.
How much time do you have? I played a hole 2 weeks ago, Brian. And it's a long par 5 out there at the Eaton Country Club, number 16. And I hit my driver, and it didn't clear the water. There's water in front of it.
Yeah, water is always very intimidating for me.
It went rolling, and it was right underneath of a tree. And I'm like, do I just take a drop where I don't, you know, have to be crunched over?
No, just trump it to the middle.
No, this was an actual competition.
Okay.
And so I take a 5-iron up there, and I just punch it back up onto the tee box. And I'm like, well, a pretty good punch shot from where I was at, right? So now I'm hitting 3 from the tee box that was just in front of me, hit 5-iron, smoked it like 200, hit 5-iron again. Like, I went and made like a double bogey on it, but I don't think anyone on that hole has ever gone driver, 5-iron, 5-iron, 5-iron before on there. So, yeah, very entertaining. You know how they show the little tracker on the mobile apps where
yes.
this shot went here? I would like to put one on me for one round of golf.
I've always wanted to see that with really bad golfers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not calling you a really bad golfer, but, you know, we see it when we watch the pros and this, long line going. I want to see the one that hits a tree, bounces back off, and then you see the guy walking around that area trying to find it, and then, you know, I would love that.
I think we need to do that. I have gotten to the point now that when I suck, I handle it better of being just bad at golf. I remember the first golf tournament I was in with Mike Danson. Houston. And he is a head case. That's an FCC appropriate term. He is a head case. And so he saw me, like, I couldn't get the ball off the ground no matter what club I was hitting. This has been 7 years ago. And then he started doing the same thing. And this is the first, like, serious tournament. And we happened to get paired with Tom, who was on the whole show yesterday, who is the assistant golf pro, and Jack Dre, who shot a 64 out of the Eaton Country Club by himself on Sunday. So two incredibly good golfers. And after every shot, I would turn and apologize to them. And I didn't know these guys. I didn't know them, right? I'm brand new out there. I'm young. We had just developed the relationship with the Eaton Country Club. And big old Jack comes meandering over to me and puts his arm on my shoulder. And he goes, "Tanner, I had to apologize 20 times that hole for holding him up, like just bad golf, all of that stuff." He goes, "You've got two options. You either stop apologizing or go to my pickup and you can go wash your mouth out with the gun that is in the handle over there." And I'm like, okay, all right. Those are the two options. I'm going to stop apologizing for golf because it's been really bad. But excited about that. Larry,
you need to hang around with nicer people.
I actually said, is it unlocked? Larry, Craig, Dallas, and Louie. That is the team that we're going up against. Larry, Craig, Dallas, and Louie. Those are the four we're going up against. And I think we have them closed out by hole number five, Brian.
Okay.
I think we got
I'm just going to watch the video simulator.
7:37 the time now. You are listening to Good Morning NoCo.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
7:40 the time here this morning. We want to know, in honor of Father's Day this weekend, tell us a saying your dad uses. And there's
Love
some good
these.
Ones. There's some good ones. Kelly says, my dad used to say hot day. Oh, okay. Glad I read through that.
Always proofread, dude.
I caught it. Kelly said, my dad used to say hot damn, crap fire, good idea.
I may use the original version of that.
I
like that.
That was good.
Yeah.
Tammy said that her dad used to just have a German prayer for supper time. They would go through that. I like this from Jim, and I need to definitely do this. Jim says, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything, because I don't remember anything anyways.
That is so brilliant and so true.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
You know, yeah, that's good fatherly advice.
He said, Chris, dad would say even a three-legged blind dog finds a nut once in a while and goes and finds it.
Okay, I think that was a squirrel.
Blind squirrel.
Yeah.
That checks out, though, with Eastside Chris. Kalahoma says, my dad loved to build things, but the projects didn't always turn out great. His favorite comment in those cases was, it is good enough for a town this size. That's back when Fort Collins was about 40,000 people. It is good enough for a town this size. Hopefully he wasn't an architect.
Yeah.
The texter here, smell it before you taste it. Never trust a man who wears colored socks.
That's okay. I wear colored socks.
I was going to say, I think I've got red socks on today. Mac texting in, no matter the job, big or small, do it right or don't do it at all, which is along the lines of my dad's. Any job worth doing is worth doing right.
My dad has always been one who says things like, you know, be the man your wife wants you to be.
Mm.
You know, always put her first.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things. Dad's always been that way and would always preach that about, you know, respecting your wife, taking care of your wife, making sure that she knows she's the priority. When Kenny Rogers put out the song Buy Me a Rose, it like lit Dad up.
Really?
To where he's like, well, that's the way it should be. You know?
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, it is impossible for me to be the man my wife wants me to be, because I can't be Glenn Powell. I can't be Glenn Powell.
Yeah, I'm not George Strait either. So,
7:42 the time. Should we get to that bottom of the hour news and weather center?
Already? Oh, we'll do it now.
So, Brian, after our conversation yesterday about the Flock camera systems.
Yes.
Micah Kilpatrick here at the station actually started doing some digging on it.
Yeah.
Like every once in a while, something that we'll talk about will just pique his interest. And he sent me a link to some videos about these things. Man, they are there. The number of things, you know, how we highlighted about three or four issues already in the state of Colorado,
the concerns, and so forth. Yeah.
These are countrywide, man. I mean, there's already been nearly 200 cops who have been accused
wrongfully using
to track exes countrywide.
That was one of the things that was brought up as a negative or a potential problem when this was brought up.
A number of cases of people getting there was one woman who was arrested because it read the license plate, one of the numbers as a different number. Said there was a warrant out for her arrest because of that, because the Flock camera system read the license plate wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It was fascinating, this video that highlighted all of these issues with it. And there are towns and people in towns that are absolutely livid, and they're going out there and cutting them down, leaving notes on there saying, you know, this is and they showed that how simple it was to hack into the system and access the database. And this
that whole line of criminality is really dangerous.
Correct. And it's a database, and it's not like it's not important information. It's about your commute. You can develop habits. You know, people can find out when you're going to be home, when you're not going to be home, where you're going to be at this specific time, when is your commute, where are you going. There's a lot of dangers with that. And I know people have mixed feelings on it, but the idea that there is a large database out there, and I know that there are there's databases everywhere with everything that we do, but this seems a little unnecessary to me. The further that I dug into it and watching and learning more about it from a lot of the videos that were sent to me, good for Fort Collins for opting out of it.
Yeah, I start to feel more and more that, you know, nobody needs to know everything about me. Where I go, yeah. What I do, what I order, what I like is really none of your damn business.
That is correct.
You know, and the fact that it's all there. Now, I live in the it's none of your damn business world, in a world where everything is everybody's business, because
right.
You want to tell them whether you went to the gym, whether you had a good burger, whether you're sad today and just need a smile, whatever it may be, we share everything. So this have you seen anything in that video or from any town that has supported it, liked it, or had positive things to say about?
You know, the police departments always say, hey, that it's a lot better at police departments are a lot better at finding stolen vehicles this way as well,
and I'm sure it is.
But as criminals adapt to things too, right? And
yes.
All they have to do is take the license plate off, and then they can't read the vehicle. All right, so there's a lot of those positives that they'll put out there, and then it becomes a question of do the positives outweigh the negatives?
Right.
But when you're talking about oversharing, man. That was one of those crazy things. Like I came up when Snapchat came out. Like I was right when social media really blew up to where it was every part. And I didn't have a phone that was accessible to those things until I was a freshman, sophomore in high school. I had a flip phone when I graduated eighth grade
because
I went to New York, and that was the only reason that I got a phone. Period. Was
yeah.
At that point. But as Snapchat progressed, they added like a real time location feature on there.
Not good.
Why would you want to? Hey, I'm not home right now.
No, I've always found that fascinating that we will post, hey, in Mexico.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Wonder what house is empty right now.
Correct, man.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that I'm sure you were conscious of before all this stuff, when you were saying that you were out for a while and stuff like that. You didn't want to overshare, and we share just about every aspect of our lives here on the radio, but it's no different than what everybody does now on social media. But, you know, you can say you can turn that tracking filter off, and I watched somebody do that on Snapchat. They turned the tracking filter off and then said, hey, where's the nearest McDonald's to my location? And it's like, oh, it's right over here on whatever street. And it's like,
and how did you know?
Yeah. Correct. It is fun when you can stump the computers. It's hard to do, but I just want to do that follow-up on it because it was very fascinating. Micah sent a lot
yeah.
of good things over to it. And,
I meant to write him back and appreciate that
yeah.
he dove into that.
Correct. All right. 7:54 the time now. Let's jump out to the Daybreak Ag Report. At Auto Taylor, there's no tricks, no games, no gimmicks, no deception. It's just, hey, how do we help you the best? And the communication is second to none. Online at autotaylor.com or on 16th Street and 10th Avenue here in Greeley. He said, Chris, texting in this morning, talking about the flock cameras that are out there.
Yeah.
He says, I've seen license plates with O and zero that look the same. How can those cameras ascertain the difference? It's hard sometimes. Like, that's what we're saying. Some of those are hard, and there's misreadings of it out there.
Don't they put a line through
Maybe
some of them now?
I guess I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I really, I thought I've seen that.
Do you know your license plate number? You don't have to share it. I'm just wondering if you know it.
No.
I think I know mine.
It might come to me, but I can remember my one from when I was in high school.
Yeah, I know. That is it
that
is.
Was AAD 938. I'll always remember
yes,
that.
Yes, very good. All right, we'll play Smash, Trash, or Compost on the other side. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.